everyone, and welcome. I'm Karina Pereira, and this is A Story of Sorts, the podcast mostly about bookish stuff. Because of what has been happening in the last few weeks regarding Black Lives and the Black Lives Matter movement, I decided to dedicate this podcast episode exclusively to Black authors, and I want to do that by recommending books by Black authors to those who wish to learn more about Black history, but also to those who wish to embrace more diversity in their bookshelf. Personally, I have been trying to read more diversely, but I am aware that even my efforts so far haven't been enough to shorten the disparity between the books I have read written by white authors and those written by Black authors. But I am educating myself, and I actually co-created a social justice and diversity book club with a friend, and we will be reading a social justice book every month, about not only Black lives, but about LGBTQIA+, feminism, etc. We want to educate ourselves and promote conversations around these issues, and we believe that there aren't really many better ways to do this than by reading and thinking together. I have been reading books by Black authors beyond the book club, which is starting in July, and this is why I thought it was worth doing this episode to focus on books by Black authors. I have a few titles in different genres, some I have read and I really recommend, and others are in my to-be-read pile and were highly recommended to me, so I am passing them on. You can of course find more titles and expand your personal library. Book Riot, for example, has many interesting lists of diverse books. A quick Google search will get you very far. So if you want to know more about each book, I am not great at making blurbs, but you can find them on Goodreads with reviews and extra info. I am mostly just going to give you titles and the author. I think it's important to notice that you don't have to read books that are focused on racial themes to read books by Black authors. If you want to educate yourself specifically on racism, please do read books by Black people. I saw a bestseller list where there were loads of books about racism on the top sales in the last few weeks, but the number one book on that list was written by a white person. So please, if you want to learn more about racism, do give preference to people who don't rely only on data and research, but also on personal experience and deal with a community which experiences the same. If you just would like to read more Black authors in various genres, there are many great books you can find which don't necessarily make race the main theme of the book. I have a few of these on the list for you too. Some of the titles in this list also cross with queer authors, feminism, etc. So let's get on to it. In sci-fi and fantasy, I recommend Kindred by Octavia E. Butler. I love this book. Very heavy, but really amazing. Very easy to read as well, even though it is a book that, yeah, the theme is not easy to read. It reads very fast because the writing is very easy to assimilate and to understand. The next book is A Cat, a Witch by Nnedi Okorafor. There's An Unkindness of Ghosts by Rivers Solomon. Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi. Black Girl Unlimited by Echo Brown. There are three books on this list that I have read myself. I already said that I read Kindred, but I also read An Unkindness of Ghosts and Black Girl Unlimited. And I enjoyed Black Girl Unlimited. An Unkindness of Ghosts I did not finish, but you gotta understand that sci-fi is actually the genre that I like the least. So it wasn't really that it wasn't well written or that the story wasn't interesting. It was just that the genre didn't really appeal to me, but I still think that if you like sci-fi, that you should take your time with this book, because a lot of people recommend it, and a lot of people who enjoy sci-fi also enjoy it. In the romance genre, there's a little bit of young adult here, but I really like young adult, and I like young adult romance. So the books that I recommend are Get a Life, Chloe Brown by Talia Hibbert, and it's a trilogy, so the book is not a one-off book. So the second one in the trilogy is Coming Out, Such of an Age by Kylie Reid, talks a little bit about race, and well, a lot of the book is about race, but it's more about drama and romance. Really good one. The Boyfriend Project by Farah Roshan and Real Men Need by Kwana Jackson. And these two I haven't read, but they are on my to-be-read. Young Adults. Clap When You Land by Elizabeth Acevedo. The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas. Dear Martin by Nick Stone. And You Should See Me in a Crown by Leah Johnson. This one, You Should See Me in a Crown, is actually brand new. Comes out this year. I haven't read Dear Martin yet, but I bought the book, so it's on my to-be-read list next. Clap When You Land and The Hate You Give I have read, and they are both spectacular. Literary Fiction. The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo. Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead. I haven't read any book on this list, but I have The Bluest Eye, Girl, Woman, Other, and Americana on my to-be-read. And even though I haven't read Underground Railroad, I did read The Nickel Boys, which was really good. Colson Whitehead writes very literary, so the books aren't exactly super easy to read, but they are... The Nickel Boys, anyway, was really good, and I would like to read Underground Railroad sometime. Nonfiction. Stamped by Ibrahim X. Kendi and Jason Reynolds. White Innocence by Gloria Wecker. This is especially important for European racism, because we usually hear a lot about America, and we don't hear so much about Europe when it comes to race. So this is more Eurocentric, and I think it's very important, because a lot of people in Europe, and especially in the Netherlands, because Gloria Wecker is Dutch, and she has written very specifically about the Netherlands as well. A lot of people here think that there isn't structural racism, but that is not truth. So this is the book that we have chosen to start off the book club, and I'm very intrigued about it. Then there's Hood Feminism by Nikki Kendall and Barracoon, The Story of the Last Black Cargo by Zora Neale Hurston. So these four books, I am reading Stamped right now, I'm listening to it on Liber FM, and I chose the version by Jason Reynolds because I think it is easier to understand, and the way that the information was gathered was to make it easier for youth to understand, so it's more accessible. I am going to have to listen to it again, I'm almost at the end of it, but there's a lot of information, and especially with audiobook, you don't really have a lot of time to process what you are listening and to take notes, so I'll probably buy a paper copy of it, a print, but so far I am learning a lot. So the first book, the original one written by Ibrahim X. Kendi, is actually available for free on Spotify, so you can start with that one. And if you think that is too complicated, or if you can't retain a lot of information, you can always listen to the one by Jason Reynolds as an extra, and I don't think you lose anything. Of course, you don't lose anything by listening to the first one. Books by queer Black authors. Felix Ever After by Kason Callender, which I have ordered already, it's on its way to me. It's also a romance. How We Fight for Our Lives by Saeed Jones, which was one of the best books I listened to last year. All Boys Aren't Blue by George M. Johnson. I finished this book last week, and let me tell you, it's a memoir, which I really like, but it's more than that. It talks about the experience of growing up queer and Black in America. It's also a history lesson, so I highly recommend this one. And then I have poetry as an extra for those who like poetry. And there's The Poet X by Elizabeth Acevedo, Don't Call Us Dead by Danis Smith, and The Black Unicorn by Audre Lorde. I hope this list will help you read more diverse, and will make you want to stay educated and be ready to fight for justice and equality. It is said that readers tend to have more empathy, and this is what books are good at, letting you experience secondhand someone else's reality, so that you can also understand lives and realities you would otherwise know nothing about. I will leave the written list of the books I spoke about today on the podcast notes, so you can check it without having to take notes or rewind. I hope you find this list a good head start, and that you see value in the books, and that you enjoy them as well. And if you want to know what I am up to, especially what I am reading, and I am going to read a lot of books by Black authors in the next months, and not just in the next months, because this shouldn't be a trend that comes with the situation that is happening. This should be something that we do on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, that we actually choose to read stories by Black authors, even when they don't seem to be readily available at the bookstores, or even if they are not the first books that are offered to us when we enter a library or a bookstore. This is something that we should try to do all year long. So if you want to know what I am reading, you can find all my social media links on linktree.com/Karina Pereira. I'll return in 2 weeks with another Wrecked episode, the bonus episode with a book recommendation or a book wreckage. If you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to review and subscribe. More important than that, go find podcasts by Black authors and share their work. I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. See you then.